This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A wildfire season forecast confirms some worries for much of the region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, here's Murphy Woodhouse.
The monthly outlooks from the National Interagency Fire Center are typically staid documents, providing just the facts analysis. But the latest is superlative-laden as it describes record low snowpacks, record early snow melt, and record high temperatures. Here's Jim Wallman, a meteorologist at the fire center.
If we're seeing things that are so outside the realm that can contribute to fire in advance, and we're seeing things that are exceptional, we need to mention that too, because that has the potential to really impact our fire season.
This month, above average potential for significant wildfires is expected in much of New Mexico and parts of Arizona, Colorado, and Wyoming. The rest of the West is average, and no parts are below average. By June, much of the Four Corner states and large swaths of the Northwest are red, the color for higher than normal potential. Wallman says that if many parts of the West are burning intensely and simultaneously, resources can get stretched thin. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And Douglas County wants to help residents with financial assistance for wildfire mitigation. It's accepting applications for a new cost-sharing program until Monday. And if you live near Evergreen, the local fire and rescue will host a workshop Sunday on how to protect yourself during a wildfire. Hospitals are not well prepared for more measles outbreaks, says a sociologist in Colorado. Jennifer Reich studies vaccine hesitancy at CU Denver.
Because measles is considered one of the most contagious diseases ever recorded, one infected person is expected to be able to infect 12 to 18 other people. The virus can stay in the air for over 2 hours after the infected person has left the room.
Reich says the U.S. vaccination rate has fallen below the threshold needed for herd immunity. Colorado is on track to surpass last year's total of measles cases. This is CPR News and KRCC.